Namaskar, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm here with another episode of DharmaCast. And today we're going to talk about the three prerequisites for spiritual knowledge. So what is that? What do we need to get spiritual knowledge? The first prerequisite was given by Shiva many thousands of years ago. He said you need a human mind, a human body, a human mind, and that's all you need, so you don't need any university degree or any other kind of prerequisites. But there are certain other factors, and these are factors which were enumerated by Sri Krishna 3,500 years ago on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So what are these three factors? They are, I'll read them first in Sanskrit and then we'll do it in English. Pranipatena, Praniprashnena, and Sevaya. So what is Pranipatena? And here I'm reading from my guru. He says, an aspirant should have sincere desire to know God, a sincere longing for him. One must be ready to sacrifice one's everything for that purpose. Then we will say that one is ready to do Pranipatena. Pranipatena means complete surrender. Without this complete surrender, nothing can be done. So the first item there is surrender. But what does that mean, surrender? It means that we have to make our goal really important for us. Now, instead of diverting our attention to this thing and that thing and so many other things in the world, we have to really sit down or stand up or whatever in our life that we have to, you know, make a determination that we're going to move all of our thoughts and all of our actions in a special direction. And that direction is towards God. So that's what we mean by surrender. So surrender to the Supreme. That's the goal of my life. That's what I want to achieve. So that's the first thing. If you don't have a proper goal, then you can't go anywhere. So the first thing is to have that surrender. But then the question comes, we have a goal. How are we going to reach it? So the next step in that quest, and that's what it comes right in, is Pariprasnena. And quest means to look for. I'm quoting directly from Anandamurti. So what is quest? And then we get question. So what is a proper question? So what is Pariprasnena? And I'm quoting again from Sri Sri Anandamurti. You know, sometimes just to quench the thirst of your inquisitiveness, you ask a question. And sometimes just to befool the other person, you ask a question. The answer is known to you, but just to befool the other party, you make an inquiry. And sometimes you ask a question meaninglessly. All these are nothing but whimsical expressions, capricious expressions. They are not Pariprasnena. Pariprasnena has only one meaning, only one import. That is, that you are to ask a question in order to get a certain reply, and that reply will be followed by you in the practical field. So this is the kind of question that we have to ask if we want to get to the goal of our life. We have to ask questions that will enlighten us, tell us something that we didn't know. We're not asking the question to show somebody what we do know already, or to show how ignorant the other person is. We're asking a question because really we have a sincere desire to know it. And interesting what he said also in this little passage. He said that we're asking the question with the intent of practicing the advice that is given, the answer that's given. We're going to practice that. We're going to apply that in the practical field. So these are the kind of questions that if we sincerely ask somebody how we're going to do something, and we listen intently, and then not only we listen, we put that answer into practice, then we will move further along on the path of spirituality. So that's what we need. We have to first get our goal, which is in the first part, and in the second we have to ask the questions which will propel us towards that direction. Then the third one is sevaya, is the Sanskrit word, and means through service. So what is service? When you want to learn, I'm reading again, When you want to learn the spiritual science from Parama Purusha, the Supreme Consciousness, when you want to know something from him, you will have to satisfy him. When he is pleased, he will give the reply. He will teach you. So how can we please Parama Purusha? This is me talking again. He goes on to explain that the best way to please Parama Purusha, to please the Supreme One, is to do service to this his children. So who are his children? All the human beings. In fact, all the entities of this world are the progeny of the Supreme Progenitor. So this is the real meaning of service, that we should do service to the Supreme. By serving the Supreme, you serve humanity, serve nature, serve the universe. So this is the way to do that. And what he says here is that the Supreme knowledge, how you're going to get liberated, comes from him. It comes from him in the form of the teacher that you have, the guru. The guru is just the receptacle of that supreme entity. So in order to seal the deal, in order to get you have to have the goal, and then you have to have the questions. But in order to get there, to really get that knowledge from that supreme entity, we have to do service, and that service is the service to all the living entities and even the inanimate entities. So this is the meaning of sevaya in the real sense of the word. So, and in service also, one thing he's always said about service is that it's not a business, it's not a commercial transaction. In commerce, when we, let's say if I have a business and I repair cars. So I repair your car, but I don't do it for free. You have to give me money for that. So that's why that's business, not service. That's why sometimes there are businesses that say, we've been in service for 66 years, but they've been in business for 66 years. They're taking money for their work. I'm not criticizing them for it, but it's just the wrong word. It's not service. They're in business. But here, it's service. So we do service to the Supreme. We don't ask anything in return. We do service to human beings, the suffering humanity, and we're not there to get a reward. So these are the three factors needed for spiritual success, according to Sri Krishna. And if one will just apply them, and they're very simple things, just set a goal, that the Supreme Consciousness is our goal. This is what I want. I'm going to do everything I can to reach that goal. I'm going to apply my full effort. And then we have to ask the proper questions and get the knowledge that will help us. And then when we get that knowledge, we're going to actually put that knowledge into practice in our lives. And continuing in our whole life, we're going to render service. We're going to help humanity, help the environment, help this universe. And if we do these things, life becomes perfect and we get spiritual success. So these are the three factors, and it's not hard to remember. Three is easier to remember than Lord Shiva gave seven secrets. So now Krishna is only giving three secrets of success. So remember those three, that we should surrender, apply ourselves in one direction towards the Supreme. We should ask the questions that will get us there, and we should just use all of our spare time in service of this universe. So follow these three, and certainly your life will be successful. So thanks for listening, and we're going to have another episode as soon as possible. So come back when you can. Namaskar.